This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Project Dadcast. I'm Andy.
This is Tony.
How you been, Tony?
Tired, you.
I'm tired as well. I guess that's the...
Welcome to the zombie cast.
Right. I guess that's what happens when you have babies.
Babies.
But even... So, how's Logan doing, sleeping and all that stuff?
It's up and down. He's been getting the kennel cough like crazy from the daycare. So, it's stuffy,
yeah,
not stuffy, stuffy,
again.
Not stuffy, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Bastard's been sick pretty much half his life, literally. There's no figurative in this equation.
Poor guy.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it'll come and go. We'll use that nose, Frida. Where's our sponsorship, Frida?
Come on, Frida, baby.
And, I mean, that works for a little bit. I mean, it gets the majority of it before it reloads.
I got to ask you, when you're using that, because I pulled out my nose, Frida, the other day to try to use with Holden, and he, maybe it's just him, but he, like, his head moves like he's Ray Charles.
Oh, this is a two-person job,
like,
man.
Like, he's just like, you're not going to do it. You can't do it.
Oh, you got to have someone hold his arms down.
Because you got to, like, hold the tube, and then you got to hold, like, you got to put the sucker in your mouth.
Oh, you just start. You just put the sucker in your mouth and let it dangle. Then he knows what's coming. Mom holds him down. I grab his head, and then I just jam it in and suck. I mean, it's like you got to have Lance Armstrong Tour de France freaking lung power to get everything out of him, but
yeah,
holy crap balls. But yeah, it's a fight. It is a fight.
See, so I've tried to use the nose Frida by myself. It's not, like you said,
it's
a two-man job.
You can kind of get the bulb sucker by yourself.
I've used the bulb sucker by myself in the mornings, and I've gotten some boogers out with that.
Yeah, that's for the loose, right on the edge stuff, but for the deep shit, you need the Frida.
Yeah, you gotta go deep in there.
You gotta go deep with the nose dildo.
Yeah. So he's been sick now twice, but he's been sleeping longer through the night? Or
yeah, as long as he's not super stuffy. Because if he's super stuffy, he'll flip onto his front, put his ass in the air, and the minute he does that, it's just Drainsville.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, we're sleeping downstairs with him in the swing trying to keep him asleep so we can get some sleep.
So when he's not sick and everything, is he still sleeping in your room or is he sleeping?
No, we got him in the crib now.
Got him in the crib?
Yeah.
At what point did you transition to crib?
We'll get an email. But I think about 3-4 months, we kind of threw them in there.
Yeah. I think we're looking right now around 4 months because all the research that Ashley's done, it says, like, best way to prevent SIDS is by having them sleep in your
bed. Best way to prevent SIDS is don't think about SIDS because everything causes SIDS.
Well, they say if you, the research she's read is you have a better chance of preventing if they're in the same room as you up until four to six months,
right.
Basically.
Yeah, he was starting to flip over and he couldn't do that in the bassinet.
His
feet just didn't fit in the fucking thing anymore.
Yeah.
So it was, here you go, bud.
Now, so we started out with a bassinet, like it would sway north and south, and that's what we put him in. He didn't seem like he would wake up more and cry more, and so Ashley, pretty much every girl on her floor that was dating or married had a baby in the past, you know, couple months.
Jeez.
And so now
everyone's pulling a goalie.
Oh, for sure. some on purpose, some on accident. And so
excuse me.
And so they have this like Facebook group now for just women of her floor who've had kids. And one of the ladies who's pregnant still was like, what's the one thing that you got that you love right now that you love using? And it was like this rock and play, like maybe I'm saying it wrong, but basically it's a bassinet type thing that's more of a triangle type situation where it gets them in there snug, and then it has like a little foot on the end that when you turn it on, it rocks it up and down, and it has like a vibration, and it has a little light thing that'll shoot up into the cover of it.
Okay.
So
sounds like some Star Trek-y shit.
It's pretty, you know, it's pretty cool. It was super easy to put together. And so Ashley wanted to get that because she's heard that, you know, all these kids are sleeping a lot better in those.
Mm-hmm.
So we got it, and he's been sleeping a lot better in
awesome.
It. which is great.
Until you put him in the crib and it doesn't rock and he loses his shit.
Well, we're slowly put, you know, trying to get him to nap in the crib.
Right.
I think the longest we had him down for was about 30 seconds before he started to cry.
Nice.
So, yeah, you know, it's a...
It's just routine. You gotta build it up. Yeah. That's what we did.
He's only 7 weeks as of yesterday, right. So... You know, he's still got some.
Okay.
So yeah, he's got some time to work on it.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. Don't stress about it too much. I mean, everyone's going to tell you you're doing it wrong. You're doing it right. Fuck you. I did it this way when I was 1972. It's like Jesus Christ. Just if you don't got advice, shut the fuck up.
It's so fun because sometimes people are just like, back in my day.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I used a hot needle and burned a hole in a nipple so you'd choke more on the fucking formula.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ma.
Yeah.
That's great.
I always, it's always interesting to hear when people are just like giving you just offhand comments about parenting, like it's not for the weak-willed and things like that.
Yeah.
It's like, yep, okay, cool.
Yeah. It's just, I think some of the stuff, it's, if it was more of, oh man, back in my day we did this, it's great to see something new, or wow, yeah. I didn't expect that, instead of, well, you know, we slathered you with honey and fed you to the ants, and that was your toy. You know, it's like, you should do it that way again. Yeah, and that's why they have seatbelts now, Ma. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, that was one thing with this rock and play. It folds up and is easy to take places. Mm. So when I've been at work now, I'm back. Ashley's been taking him to her mom's from time to time. So she can easily fold this up, throw in the back of her car, and go. And her grandparents are like, what is all this fandangled, like,
electronics? They break out the rusty crank swing from the basement. Clack, 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 clack.
So they're just like, it's vibrating and it's swinging? Like, that's so much. Like, we used to just put you down and...
Literally.
I was talking to her grandpa who's, he was in the hospital, and I was there to kind of... not keep watch, but just keep him company, I guess. Mm. And so I decided to start talking to him. I was like, hey, what, you know, you've raised, you know, three kids and you had two grandkids and, you know, now two great grandkids. What's some advice? Like I was asking
him. We should podcast with him.
I recorded some of those conversations.
Okay, awesome.
But I asked him and he was just like, don't spoil your kids. I was like, well, what do you mean? He's like, sometimes when they're crying, just got to let them cry. If you pick them up or do anything, then they're just going to become spoiled kids, and then they're just going to become rotten kids. You know, I don't get how. And he kind of went off on like a little bit of tangent, and I was just like, all right, good to know. He's on my side on this, because I'm the same way.
Yeah, I'll let him cry out. In like about 15 minutes, he's like, ugh, and he's fine. Well, at least he'll pick him up right away. And I'm like, just let him. And she's like, no, and she picks him up, and Logan looks at me and goes, hey, I'm like, you little shithead.
Did you always try to let him cry it out? Or?
Not like in the initial, because he's young. He doesn't know any better. It's when I think he gets more aware of, hey, crying equals pickup, crying equals food.
So when did you start doing that?
I don't know. I think it was just, I could not tell, but you can kind of get that feeling like he's kind of playing you for a minute. Like you pick him up, he's like, hey, look, TV's on. Nothing's wrong with you. You know, I think the more I recognize, because you can kind of feel their cries. Like, okay, he's wet. Okay, he's hungry. Okay, he's just being a little peckerwood. you can kind of tell. I think you'll eventually. Yeah. But yeah, when he's like really, really young, no, you got to kind of let him know something's there.
See, when he was, like, he's still fairly young, you know, 7 weeks, still young. But I think it was probably a couple weeks in, and he started crying, and Ashley's like, are you going to pick him up? I was like, no, he's got to figure out, you know, soothe him, be self-soothing. She's like, he's too young to realize that.
Yeah, it's hard. Everyone's different. Every baby's different. So I'm not going to say, don't do that.
Right,
but, you know, you got to kind of feel it out. And, like, I think I kind of noticed it when I was trying to let him figure it out and Lisa pick him up. And I'd be like, I told you. And he looks at me and goes, hey, he fucking knows. Little shithead's mocking
me. He knows that he pulled a fast one.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah, man. So we got to kind of, like, I'm trying to break her the habit of it because it's, like, she was trying to get him to go to bed, and she put him down, and he'd cry, and she'd pick him up, put him down, and he'd cry, she'd pick him up, and morning time comes around, she's on the couch with him. I'm like, just put him in a swing, I'm going to get the rabbits fed and get some breakfast and stuff, and if he's still crying, I'll do it. 10 minutes later, he's just asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Yeah. I've gotten to a point now, well, he's gotten to a point where I've lost some, you know, I'll be like getting him a bottle while Ashley's gone or something, and he'll just be crying and crying, and it's like, I can't pick you up right now. I'm trying to get other stuff ready I can feed you. And then he'll just, after a little bit, he'll just be like, eh, eh,
Yeah, when he gets like the I can't cry anymore cries, like, okay, something's wrong.
Yeah. You know? Then I have to pick him up.
Has he started tearing up yet?
No.
That'll break your fucking heart the first time. It's like, holy shit.
Oh, I bet. So you started a new job recently.
Yeah, where... so the our six listeners who probably know us, know I started working at Building Hugger. And
you just walk around and hug old buildings?
Yes.
Look for holes to put your dick in?
Dude, don't make it weird.
Sorry.
So, yeah, we do renovation on windows and doors and anything historic, basically, that no one else is going to touch anymore. Anything that everyone wants to replace, we make it look better than new.
Okay.
So, but the problem that comes with that job is the newest house we work on is, like, the newest one was just recently. It was, like, 1950s ranch.
Yeah.
That's the newest. And so everything we do is what's called RRP, replace, repair, and paint.
Okay.
Is what the program's called. It's a certified thing through the EPA and OSHA, and it just mitigates the lead.
Okay.
And, you know, it's always had respect for it, and, you know, lead's dangerous.
Is that the biggest issue when you come across restoration, is the lead content?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it goes a percentage. They outlawed lead in 78, but, I mean, it goes all the way to the mid-80s. Because just because they outlawed it didn't mean Bob and John's hardware store didn't keep selling the leftover stock.
Right.
So it's pretty much 85 on. You're going to see lead paint in homes. The number grows exponentially the older you get. So like from like 78 to 50, it's like a quarter. 50 to 40, it's half. 40 older, it's almost three quarters to 100%.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on the age of your home. I mean, like I said, everything we work on is older. So we just treat it like it is. Because if it wasn't originally painted with lead... later on down the road, someone might have painted that window with lead or the jam or whatever the case may be. So instead of wasting money and time on testing, we just set up containment, treat it like it's a hazardous material situation, and go on. But it's just the training I just recently went through so I could become a certified person to do this. So we have more certified people on staff is kind of what the goal is. The more certified you are, the better you are, the more jobs we can take on, you know, because you have to have someone assigned to that job that's a lead renovator.
Okay.
So I went through the training recently and it just blew my fucking mind.
Well, that's, I mean, you live in an older home.
Right.
Too,
yeah. And it's just the things now that I did, not thinking it's going to be a big deal, thinking my cleanup was great, is just, well, I just screwed the pooch on myself and everyone else around me. I mean, I can go on hours and hours just talking about the lead problem in America, and I highly encourage anyone that's out there to either look up the movie Misled, nice little dad joke in itself, or just do the research on lead in older homes.
Misled, that's about the beauty contest for all the lead paint women. Yes.
Gotta hate you.
No.
So much.
Okay.
Take this seriously, goddammit. Children are dying.
Sorry. I'm building dad joke off of dad joke.
Yeah, just write them down. So.
Who won Misled last?
My foot in your ass. Followed by drowning.
What was her talent? The drowning? That was her talent?
Yeah, I'm gonna drown you. Okay. Anyway, so, and I'm sure you've seen when you bought your house, you got the 1978. Lead signage, like, hey, your house was built before 1978, you're gonna see lead.
Right, yeah.
You just sign it without
asbestos.
Yeah. But you just sign it without even thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't even think no two thoughts about it. Yeah, lead's dangerous. I'll clean up after myself.
Yeah.
All right. So the thing they don't tell you and the thing that's not really explained out there is lead levels in your blood, how they're affected, and what's inside of that paint that can harm you. So, and I'm sure everyone's seen the little sugar packets, like, at a restaurant.
Yeah.
So that's 2 grams of powder in there. 2 grams of sugar. It only takes 5 micrograms per deciliter. So that's 5 micrograms per cup of your blood. Average human has probably about 20 cups or so in their body. 5 micrograms per cup. So...
to give you lead poisoning?
To give you... to be considered poison. 10 is the action level, 10 micrograms per deciliter. So there's 2 million micrograms in that little packet. So you got to think of how much lead it just takes to make you sick from that. Now, you know, paint is not going to be full lead. You know, per, I think, wall coating, there's probably about 1 gram per ounce or so, or a couple ounces. It's a very thing, and unfortunately my book doesn't have the ratios.
Yeah.
But again, if you go online, you can find it. It's... EPA.gov/lead.
Okay.
Or just look up any lead training. Then I'll go over some links on how to get renovation right stuff. So if you're doing any renovations yourself, or if you have anyone coming in, you can make sure they're doing this. Anyone that's coming into an older home and doing anything like disturbing paint, moving windows, should be giving you a right to renovation booklet. So you, yeah. And if not, you report them to the EPA because they should be informing you of this stuff. Because the minute that dust gets in the air, it's in the air. I mean, if it's in carpet, it gets in anything.
What if they're doing just window replacement?
That has lead in it because they're going to disturb the surface that has paint in it. I mean, plaster had lead in it.
I'm going to have to look.
Mortar had lead in it. Paint had lead in it. I mean, everything had lead in it. And I'll go over some lead things, and we can even go back to my house and do a demo on this stuff because I got the door now that I'm repainting that I didn't think about way before we had a kid. I've got pieces of, I mean, it's just, then these are things you can do at your house too. You don't need to be lead renovated to do these.
Were you misled into buying lead paint?
I'm
going
to punch you right in the fucking face. I swear to Christ. I didn't have lead paint. I restored an old door from the 1800s because you can't get lead out of wood unless you sand a half inch down.
Yeah, okay.
So you need to seal that wood back up with some kind of paint, some shellac, some varnish, something that's going to stand up to the test of time now.
And you did that?
I just sanded the door down because it looked good.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is great. And it has a handle on it we touch. It has a new oak shelf that I put on it that we touch. We don't touch the door. But then again, we're not a one-foot-tall infant that's running around chewing on everything.
He's going to touch it.
Right, exactly. So that's why I'm nipping it in the bud and painting it and getting it all sealed back up. But now I lost my train of thought with your stupid dad jokes.
Something about lead.
Yeah, no shit, asshole. fuck, man, you took my serious topic and just totally shit all over it.
That's what I'm here for.
So, going back to the poisoning level, I think that's what we're kind of on. So 5 micrograms per deciliter is considered you're poisoned.
Yeah.
10 is the action level. Anything above that, especially in children, you're going to need to do chelation.
So what kind of, do you know the symptoms that you would see?
Symptoms of lead poisoning are similar to flu.
Okay.
And most doctors don't, you know, they just think it's flu.
They wouldn't catch it because they would just think it's the flu.
And that's one of the things.
Wait, so does your kid have lead poisoning? Is that why he's sick all the time?
He's not got the flu. He's stuffy.
Sorry. I don't know flu symptoms either. So
we're going to start getting him checked for lead because that's something they asked us. Did they ask you when you brought him in for his checkup how old your home was?
No,
they asked us
not
that.
Not at all.
But they never checked. I mean, and it's a check on your blood test too. If you go to the doctor, you can check it or just say, hey, I want to test my levels of lead. An adult, it's not as...
I'm as healthy as a three-legged horse. So.
Well, it's not as bad for your brain as it is a child. It can still affect you. It can still give you dementia and early onset Alzheimer's. And if you have arthritis, it can give you more joint pain, etc. But it's not as bad to your development like it is for a child. I mean, it stops developing their frontal lobes and their cortexes and stuff. And they go into how inner city areas where people are doing poor renovations or just not renovating properly, leaded gas, etc., causing
like
all these high crime sprees. Just anywhere.
Anywhere.
I mean, leaded gas had like 5 grams per gallon that was burnt off into the atmosphere coming out of the exhaust. I mean, so, I mean, I'm not even going to go into the lead epidemic of the 70s and 80s, but.
I feel like I haven't heard anything about leaded gas for a long time.
Well, you haven't because they don't sell it.
You used to go to the place where you put gas station.
Yes.
I may have lead in my house.
Yes, probably. You do have lead in your house. I don't even play. but they still have lead in products commercially.
Yeah.
Residential, it's banned. Commercial, it's fine. You can go to the airstrip and get leaded gasoline because airplanes still need to use it for prop airplanes. Anything that's marine grade, anything that's road grade, like the stripes on the road,
uh-huh.
Anything that's an industrial, like
so
the
you're
bridges.
Saying I shouldn't lick the stripes on the road?
You can go ahead and do us a favor and do that. But anything industrial has still lead in it. So if your buddy, you know, is working at factory 10, it's like, hey, I got this leftover paint you can use on your car. It's probably leaded paint.
Yeah.
Because that was what we're seeing on this, you know, in this training is people are painting their homes or their decks with this marine grade stuff, this leaded grade stuff, and poisoning their kids because they're thinking, oh, cool, I got this super shit that I'm going to put on my deck or the super shit I'm going to put on my porch.
You get that dad who's like, check, see that deck? See that paint job?
Right.
That's marine grade.
Exactly.
Marine grade.
Full of lead. So, I mean, it's... I mean, keep going me off topic, I swear to Christ. either way, just be safe with it. Be smart with it.
So this is really important for anyone who has an older home pre-war.
anyone has a logo on pre-80s.
Pre-80s. Okay.
Pre-80s. I mean, so the more you get towards the 19th century.
If you're a DIY person, for sure.
The more you get towards the 19th century, the more you're going to have lead, the more chance it's going to be in your house. So if you have anything older than 1950, treat it as a lead bomb. Let's talk about that Renovate Right book. If you're getting any work done in your home where they're going to be disturbing paint surfaces, pulling out windows, doing anything that's going to get down to your base layer.
Is it an actual book?
Yes, it's a pamphlet. They should be giving it to you. You can go out and get it to yourself. It's a PDF. You can give them a couple bucks and they'll send you a hard copy of one. Ooh. But it's epa.gov/lead/pubs/brochure.htm. So it just rolls off the tongue. Just go to the EPA site and search Renovate Right, and you'll pull up that book.
We'll put that in the show.
Yeah,
notes.
We'll put that in the books or in the Twitters and stuff. But yeah, you got to make sure yourself is safe if you're hiring somebody. If you're doing it yourself, just be safe with it. I mean, vacuum, put down, you know, good thick plastic, tape it to the wall, use respirators yourself, because once that shit gets aerated in your lungs, it's there.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't worry about yourself. Worry about your kid. Worry about your family. Because it's, I mean, just my base test when I started work, I was at a 2 micrograms per deciliter, which is pretty high. Usually it's about half to one. You know, but I do a lot of, you know, renovation on my own house, yeah. Not thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, not thinking about getting in the air, thinking about
responsible, Tony.
Well, no, I mean, it's if you just start reading about the lead epidemic in America, I mean, they banned it like in the 20s in Europe, but we kept doing it to the
70s.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's so, so deep in here. It's crazy. And if you want to do any lead testing yourself at home, you can go to Home Depot, you can go to Lowe's, you can get what's called a 3M lead check. And I think we could probably do a video of it and put it up online of how to use them. For it to be official in the record books, you need to have a certified lead renovator do it, sign the paperwork, etc. But they sell them just to civilians. You can go get them. They're pretty easy to use. You just get the swab, break the capsule, shake it up, rub it on whatever you want. There's detailed instructions in there.
Does it leave gross marks on whatever I have?
No, it's
Is this what you brought?
That's what I brought. It's It's a little pen. Probably
it looks
about
like a chalk. It's a piece of chalk.
And a little yellow liquid comes out. It's a two-part piece. I'm pulling one out to show the Andy here, the dick joke dad boy. So it's a glass capsule. There's a liquid and there's a solid. You break these up, shake them. It turns into a yellow liquid. You rub that yellow liquid on whatever you want. If it turns red, it's lead. Nice little simple rhyme there for you. So it comes with a huge instruction booklet of liability, etc., how to do the tests.
These things look like a way you would maybe transfer or
this is gonna be a sperm joke, so help me Christ.
No, it's gonna be like a weapon of mass destruction. Like the liquid on the left side is one part, liquid on the right side is another part. You crack it open, shake it up, throw it, and it blows up.
Yeah, kind of. Except your house is blowing up. So,
with lead.
Yeah, so it's something you can check yourself. So if you want to start working on something, you can use it to do so. If you just sanded a door down like I didn't even think about, you know, check that door. I mean,
and
the minute
they hired you for restoration, you didn't even think about it.
Didn't even think about it.
Wow.
But people are doing it. I mean, we're in the DIY realm. I'm going to do my own reno. I'm going to take this reclaimed lumber. And that reclaimed lumber has been soaking in lead paint for 100 years. You know, that was one of the videos we saw. This lady had, you know, was making her own frames out of reclaimed lumber, and she had a freaking level 12 in her blood because she's handling these fucking frames.
Did she win Miss Lead?
Yes, yeah. She won Miss Lead.
She won the Miss Lead?
Fucking swear to Christ. Taking this great serious podcast.
Watch your language.
Watch your fucking language.
My mother is listening.
Well, she's going to slap you on the pecker for ruining this very informative podcast.
And she has given me a note of we should stop saying the F word so much.
Good thing we're not on iTunes.
Because apparently our children are listening.
Not yet.
No? Yeah, Lisa says she...
Oh, he
she
does, but he doesn't know any better. His first
and
word's going to be something horrible.
Let's hold and listen.
Oh,
so.
God, we're screwed.
Yeah.
So, back to the lead check.
Now, did you do this at your home and you, like, walked over and put it on all your walls and doors?
Not on my walls and doors. Well, see, that's the thing. More than likely, you have a fresh coat of latex paint on your house, not oil-based. It's sealed in. You know, that's part of the RRP. Because you... to get rid of lead fully, like if it's wood, you have to take a quarter inch off the wood to get down to lead-free wood.
You probably shouldn't burn that wood, too,
right? Definitely no.
Just go in the air. No burning. So
this is the problem with lead. Lead is elemental. It's an element itself. If it's just sitting in the corner of this room right now, we're fine. No big deal. If we touch it, we're screwed. If someone heats it up to boiling point, we're screwed. And that's where it is. You start heat stripping. You start breaking it up. You start grinding it up. That's when it becomes dangerous. That's when it gets in the air. Touching it, ingesting it, you know, getting into open wounds.
Are lead pencils different?
Lead is graphite.
Graphite?
How are you an engineer? You don't know what a lead pencil's made of? Didn't you use lead in drawing classes?
I didn't have a drawing class. I'm an electrical engineer. Everything I do is imaginary.
You didn't draw any schematics?
No, not really.
Okay, anyway, so yeah, lead's graphite. Anyway, so fucking Andy.
Why are they dressing up graphite like that?
Why don't you ask me some meaningful questions in this? fuck.
So, you're saying latex paint over lead paint will seal it in?
As long as it's prepared properly.
How do you prepare properly?
A good primer, then your latex paint.
What if you don't use a primer and just through?
If your paint is regulated as a primer paint,
yeah, well, it's
good
one
enough.
Of those 2-in-1.
If it's a 2-in-1, you're fine. Okay. What primer is it's a paint that has a special adhesion property.
I always thought primer was just like a white base paint that
prime
the wall.
But it is defined by its viscosity. A primer has a certain viscosity to it that makes it adhere to something better. Usually old school paints were just as thin as possible because you would primer then paint. And if you have a dark color, you should primer then paint and save money on the fucking 2-in-1.
Right.
Because that's just like $60 a gallon. So we use an oil-based primer on our windows.
I can use diapers wherever I want, and I'll use paint wherever I want.
Yeah, sure. So we use a special primer called Zinser. It's a really thin binding primer.
Come on, Zinser. Sponsor us.
It goes on thin, works. It seals and everything. Kills will do the same thing. We use oil-based just because it puts that coating on the wood for exterior windows. I like it just because it seals it in real good. It's a real tight seal to it. Kills will do the same thing, but I'm just used to working with the Zinser at work, so I just stick with the Zinser. Sealing it in is your best effort because, again, abating lead, you're taking material away.
That's kind of the same mentality for asbestos. It's like, it's cheaper to not remove asbestos. It's cheaper to just put another layer of, say, carpet or tile on it.
Well, it depends on your asbestos.
I guess I'm speaking mainly in, like, old school tiles, like 8-inch by 8-inch
tiles. Well, old school tile is the least dangerous asbestos you can have.
Oh, thank God.
You seal it with a coat of sealer. And then you glue the substrate on top of it. You can't puncture. Once you puncture it, you're just back to square one. But it's the least dangerous because the only way to get it in the air is to grind it up into a powder. Even breaking it doesn't release that much. I mean, it's still dangerous. It's still asbestos. Respect the fucking thing. But, effing thing. But it's not like pipe wrap. It's not like insulation. It's not as dangerous. You're not going to need the full-on negative air zone.
More dangerous, asbestos or lead? Like if you threw them in a death match with each other.
God, this is like freaking Superman versus Batman. This is just so retarded. Well, you know,
who's the Flash in this scenario?
Lead is going to be the worst.
Lead's the worst.
I'm going to say lead. I mean, you're going to get cancer from asbestos over 30 years, but it's not going to make your child retarded. It's not gonna, make you into freaking dementia boy. And lead is everywhere.
That's a weird superhero.
Yeah, it is. he's forgetting who he's beating up.
Wait, am I the good guy or are you the bad guy?
Shoot him. No, me. But yeah, asbestos is dangerous in itself, but you're not going to come across asbestos as much as you're going to come across lead. I mean, lead was to the point where they just sold a 50-pound pail of lead white paste that you would add your material to, dilute it, and then paint it on.
Wow.
So they were literally just selling you fucking lead. I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it is more prominent. You're going to find lead, I'd say, 9 out of 10 times more in a home than you would find asbestos.
Wow, okay.
Just because, your walls. You just may have your kitchen floor with asbestos tile, but every wall in your home is going to be painted with lead paint.
More surface.
I mean, there's lead in mortar. There's lead in wood floors. I mean, there's
lead in wood floors?
Yeah, because they would use lead in the stain and in the shellac.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's another thing. If you're getting your floors done and you bought an old Detroit home that hasn't had its floors refinished in 100 years.
my house.
Make sure your guy's lead certified. Do a lead test on it yourself if you don't trust him.
Am I screwed if my house, we have an old house, like 42, and our floors, I imagine they're original floors, and mm-hmm. I imagine they haven't been refinished in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But my dog will run back and forth, and you can see kind of
the scuff marks,
mm-hmm. and kind of like the old finish is kind of starting to wear away because of the scuff marks and everything.
Go to Home Depot, get one of these tests.
I'll have to go to Home Depot. There's
a 2-pack for $10, or you can get the 8-pack for $30. I suggest getting the 8-pack because now instead of them being, you know, $5 each or, you know, a couple bucks each.
Yeah.
But it's good, just good for you. Now, if you find lead, then you can take further steps to mitigate it. Your floor is going to be more dangerous because your kid's walking around barefoot. Your dog's walking around. He might have more high elevated blood levels. I mean, it's fucking everywhere. I mean, it is everywhere.
Yeah.
And the more dangerous part is when it starts getting into that dust form, when it starts getting all over your house, you're breathing it in, you're ingesting it, and that's how it gets more in your body. Because you're touching your face, you know, and you're touching your mouth, you're touching your food. I mean,
it has you spooked, man.
It does. I mean, it's, if you start researching it and start watching some of these videos and seeing what the effects of lead are on, you know, developing children and even on adults, I mean, and just how much of it's in our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you've got an older home. So it's just, you know, it's be responsible on your own. You know, don't fall into the stupid shabby chic bullshit with chip paint. I mean, you'll see people hang, you know, leaded panels in their walls. See, they'll hang, you know, those old windows that they found on the side of the road.
Just
full lead paint. You know, your kid's touching it. Things are chipping off of it. I mean, you know, when it's just by itself, like I said, it's fine. It's the more you touch it, the more things fall off, the more it gets ground up. That's when you're seeing these issues. I mean, I'm doing leaded work with leaded glass. So, like, stained glass is the easiest way to describe it. That's pure lead and lead solder. I mean, that's things I have to wear respirators and gloves for.
That's why you had to shave your beard.
It just fell out. But, yeah, just make sure your people that are doing work on your home are either lead certified, give you this right to work. They're being responsible. They're not leaving just lead chips all over your kid's sandbox. Because, I mean, once it's out there, it's fucking out there. I mean, if we have a breach in our containment, we're vacuuming up wood chips and dirt. I mean, the only way to really effectively get rid of that is bury it. And, you know, people aren't really, hey, tear up my garden and bury my dirt.
Right,
you know,
right.
So we're vacuuming up wood chips to make sure we get it. And we had a company that was working next to us that was stripping another window, and it was falling in our containment area. That's our responsibility now because we set up containment. EPA comes by, we're screwed.
You didn't guys just go over and smack them?
We told them, hey, you know, pay attention, but they don't give a shit. Yeah. You know, they're just stripping in shorts and no Tyvek. I mean, we're fully kitted up. Like, we're going to goddamn Mars.
They're sitting there just like these guys, a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, idiots.
Here.
Idiots. Yeah, and when, you know, their hair's falling out and they can't remember who their mom is. But yeah, it's, yeah, fuck me. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's $37,000 a violation from the EPA if they catch you screwing up. So, I mean, one, it's, say, you know, just be safe. If you're doing your own stuff, think twice about doing it. You know, do your own tests. You don't...
It's official. I don't think I'll ever do a DIY project.
Well, just be smart about it. Use those lead checks. You don't need to be certified to buy them. You just need to be certified to, you know, put it on the paperwork.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get these... You can get them on Amazon. I'm sure you can get them cheaper. And they come with test strips. So if it doesn't turn red and you're worried, drop it on a test strip. Test strip turns red, everything's fine. No lead. You're good to go. But it's just something to be aware of. You know, get it sealed. Work with the proper person.
Yeah, you can get a 3M lead, the same pack.
8-pack, $21 on Prime. 21, there you go.
$21. $21.44.
Yeah, so there.
Get it if you want to go ham.
Yeah, you get the 100-pack.
The 100-pack for $109.
Right.
Four 8-packs.
Right. Make sure it's a 3M brand. Don't, you know, be careful of Amazon. Sometimes they have the janky ones.
Don't get the China brand.
Right. And these are 97% accurate. I mean, that's better than the fucking condom.
Yeah.
They have 100% tests. But you have to. Exactly. You have to send them back to a lab to do it that's 100%.
Okay.
But 97% is good enough for me, especially if it's an older home.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like I said, if you got anything 80 or older, you need to worry. Anything new construction, you're fine. Don't worry about it. But, you know, just think of that dust. Think of anything lead can be in. You could do more research. EPA.gov/lead.
And that we'll put that link in the show notes if you want to click on that.
Has has everything you need to know. Again, check out, look at that movie Misled. I'm sure it's on YouTube, or you can probably find it on Netflix or somewhere.
Great documentary.
It is actually a good documentary. Some of it is, I wouldn't say overboard, but they get into like the conspiracy theories of, you know, why these areas are more crime-ridden, but it does go into more these landlords that aren't taking care of everything. Kids are getting sick. Kids are getting poisoned. You know, stay away from industrial stuff because there is lead in it. You know, don't be fooled. Ladies, check your lipsticks. There's still lead in lipsticks.
Wow.
Burt's Bees, an all-natural, air quotes, product, has lead in it.
No.
You know, lip gloss and anything lip-related.
What about that? What about the belly butter stuff?
Just lipsticks. Just it's anything lipsticks. Waxy like that. Oh, okay. So lipsticks, lip liner. Because I started looking into it, too, to see, you know, hey, foundation.
Make sure your lipstick didn't have...
Yeah, I don't want to kiss my baby and get him poisoned. But, so look into things like that. Could be giving you poisoning, too. You know, if you're doing renovations, you know, check yourself. Even tearing up floor tiles. If it's a colored tile, it probably has lead in it, especially if it's an older tile. You know, if you're feeling these flu-like systems, but you're not, like, stuffy or sick, you probably got lead poisoned. You know? So,
well, I'm sufficiently terrified about doing anything on my home living in my house.
Living in it had me freaked out for a bit, but it's like, I know how to seal it up. I'm good. You know, I got these lead tests. You know, if I get scared of something, I can test it. It's scary, but you just need to learn how to control it. Be patient. Do your research. Make sure anyone that's doing work on your home knows what the fuck they're doing. Because once it becomes dust, it's in your home.
Yeah.
And again, you know, 2 grams is a sugar packet. You know, that's enough to poison, you know, like a couple hundred adults.
I don't give them any ideas here.
Well, it's already in the atmosphere, bro. You know. There's your scary podcast for the week.
Yeah, jeez.
You gonna die. Makes asbestos look like your friend, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Now I'm more worried about the lead poisoning I may have gotten from doing my basement.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Shit is scary.
All right.
So on that downer.
Make sure you email us at projectdadcast@gmail.com. All your comments and fun parenting stories or thoughts.
Yeah, if you have any questions about lead stuff, we'll put them in the show notes.
We'll put them in the show
anything,
notes.
Anything. You know, I'm certified now, so any questions you ask are certified
official
lead questions.
Judge of Misled.
Right.
And if you want to be in the 2017 Misled competition,
swear to Christ.
Make sure you email us at projectdadcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at Project Dadcast or on Facebook at Project Dad. Thanks again to Detroit Podcast or Podcast Detroit for including us on their network. So
is that your first beer?
You know, I drank on the way here, so
apparently
I gotta fit them all into a certain time period. All right, till next time.
Bye.